Hello everyone, great to be with you today, and we're talking to you about long COVID, what you need to know. And I'm joined by our fabulous naturopath, Margaret Jasinska. Hi Margaret.
Hi Dr. Gabeau, thank you so much for the kind intro.
Well, you are fabulous, I don't just call you the oracle for nothing. Margaret is a very good researcher, keeps up to date with everything. And you know, I thought it was important to talk to you about long COVID because we keep reading about it in the media, it's in the medical journals that I read, and, you know, different doctors come up with different things. And for some people they work, but not for everyone. And this is because what we need is a really holistic approach. Because if you've got long COVID, you know, your body is really suffering. Your immune system is struggling. It's suppressed. And a chronic viral infection can do this. And you really need to have the right strategies to recover from this. You know, a lot of people were saying, well, I've been sick for 6 months. I've been sick for 12 months. I'm not getting anywhere. And I'm seeing in the medical journals, you know, cases of people who have bad abnormalities on their CAT scans, and it shows up in their lungs with pneumonia, which is a specific type where the lungs are showing up as infiltrated with scar tissue. We call it consolidation. And as you know, the lungs are just bags of air. They're meant to be aerated. They're not a solid organ. And when you see on a CAT scan areas of consolidation, that means the lung tissue is becoming solid and there's severe inflammation causing that. We see that in pneumonia, but we also see that in long COVID, and we see it in some autoimmune lung diseases like pulmonary fibrosis. So what's happening is the inflammation in the lungs is so bad, the lungs are trying to protect themselves and they start forming this scar tissue. But the scar tissue is not flexible, so you can't breathe in and out. You know, the volume of air that's going in and out of your lungs becomes greatly reduced because you've got this inflexibility, you've got this scarring. So we really need to look at, well, how we can reduce that inflammation in the lungs.
Yes, and it's a very distressing condition for people to suffer with when they're not able to breathe properly. And also just long COVID in general can cause a lot of long-term debilitating fatigue. And also, if you have a chronic viral infection that's not being resolved, that has the ability to flare up or trigger an autoimmune condition. So it's really not good for your health, and you'll feel really rotten with long COVID potentially.
That's right. So, you know, the conventional treatment is we'll give people antiviral drugs as soon as they get COVID. And, yeah, and a lot of people, that reduces the severity of the acute illness, but it hasn't been studied whether it reduces long COVID. Vaccination hasn't been shown to reduce long COVID either. So, you know, people who are stuck with this dilemma of long COVID, you know, they often have very varied symptoms because it can affect the brain. You know, you can have cognitive dysfunction, depression, debilitating fatigue. You can have adrenal gland dysfunction, so you're not producing enough cortisol.
Yes, it seems that whatever you are genetically predisposed to, or what your weak area is, or what seems to run in your family, then that could potentially become affected. So, you know, not everyone's long COVID experience is the same. People vary enormously. Yeah.
They do. You know, there's a lot of mysteries about this COVID-19 and indeed about a lot of infections, how they affect people differently. I mean, there's so many people I know, and me personally, I've never had COVID and I've been in contact with so many people with COVID, very close contact. And yet I've had friends and patients who've been really sick with it and then they've got over it completely, and other people who don't. And even post-vaccination reactions, some people get a long COVID type of illness from vaccinations. So, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know about this virus. But what we do know is we have to reduce the inflammation. We have to help your innate immunity, which is, you've got it. It's there to protect you, but you've got to be able to nurture it so it really can function well.
Yes.
And so, you know, if I had somebody with long COVID, I'd first of all ask them, well, have you had conventional treatment? Are you on a steroid? Because sometimes these steroids will help, but it's not a long-term solution. You know, as a short-term solution, an inhaled steroid can help a lot, or even a short course of oral steroids. But long-term, if you're suffering for 6 months, 12 months, what can you do? Here you are, you're exhausted, you've got shortness of breath, you might have abnormalities on your chest x-ray where you've got this consolidation in your lungs. What are you going to do to reduce this? Well, one thing I would do straight away is I would encourage you to increase the amount of glutathione production in your body.
Yep.
Now, you can have infusions of glutathione. They're very good. They're a bit expensive, although in different parts of the world they may be cheaper. But glutathione is the most powerful antioxidant in your body, and it can repair a lot of tissue damage, particularly in the lungs and the liver and the kidneys. And some people take it orally, but it doesn't work very well orally because it's just a chain of amino acids, and your gut enzymes will break it down very well. So yes, much better to have an infusion. Or another really good way to boost your glutathione is to take a supplement called N-acetylcysteine.
Yes, or NAC, which is the building block for your body to make glutathione.
Yeah.
Now, if there's chronic inflammation in your body, either because your lungs are inflamed from the long COVID or because you've got arthritis, there could be some other inflammatory condition happening in your body, you use up your glutathione a lot faster. If you take paracetamol, you use up your glutathione. Statins can reduce the production of glutathione in your body. So there are several conditions that benefit from you either having a glutathione infusion or taking the NAC supplement, which is like the fertilizer to give your body what it needs to make glutathione.
Yeah, and the best way to take NAC is a capsule or a powder, and it can be a little bit strong on the stomach. So if you take it with a whole glass of water, you need a big glass of water, you take one capsule twice a day, and then if you're good with that, build it up to two capsules twice a day, or if you prefer the powder, one teaspoon twice a day. And you can stay on it long term. You know, it's just a natural product, NAC. And some people feel dramatically better with it, Margaret. And just to quote a case history of a patient I had, very interesting lady in her late 70s, she had widespread infection in her lungs from a fungus, a kind of what we call myconeumonia, and the lung physician had her on steroids, and steroids can make fungus infection worse because they suppress your cellular immunity. So the fungus was having a great time, you know, growing in her lungs. She was very short of breath, and she had a very bad cough, bringing up a lot of phlegm. So I said to her, well, let's try the NAC because it is unique in its ability to break up the mucus, what we call the biofilm.
Yes, exactly. And if you've got thick clumps of old mucus stuck in your lungs, you can just cough and cough and cough for months and it never resolves. So NAC helps to break up and get that old congested, infected mucus out of your lungs. It makes it easier to clear out to help resolve that chronic infection.
That's right. Anybody with kind of gluey, gluggy, stuck mucus, we call it biofilm, they will find it very hard to overcome any infection, whether it's viral or bacterial. And viruses do produce biofilm, not just bacteria. You got to break it up. And so NAC is unique in its ability to break up the biofilm, and it's highly studied. There's good studies on this.
Yes, and antibiotics won't get to the source of where they're needed. You might take an antibiotic and it'll get through your bloodstream, but it won't actually be able to penetrate deep to the biofilm for where it's needed.
Correct. So the NAC, really, for a lot of people, it's a miracle. And this lady who had the fungal infection of her lungs, she's done very well.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty well normal now. And she was considered to have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease as well as this fungal infection in her lungs. But now she's fine. I mean, she has to stay on the NAC, and she takes selenium, and she takes a natural antibiotic called Bactoclear. But a dramatic improvement over 6 months. So, my theory is that you've got this chronic infection in your lung. Maybe the COVID's still hanging around. I mean, you wouldn't really know unless you did a lung biopsy, which is not that pleasant procedure. But if whatever is hanging around in your lungs, a virus, bacteria, you've got to be able to get your immune system to destroy it, get it under control. So the NAC will help you.
There'll be a number of infections happening there because, if the original viral infection has persisted and has weakened the immune system, there will probably be several superimposed bacterial infections there as well. So there'll be like a cocktail mix of bugs living
there. That's right, yeah. And I mean, some people take a course of antibiotics and they do feel better. But unless you get your innate immune system working properly, it'll come back and you'll always be on antibiotics.
Yep.
You need to break the cycle. So the NAC can do that. Now, when your body, particularly your liver, uses the NAC to make the glutathione, you can get the glutathione to work much better if you take a supplement called selenium.
Yes, because selenium is also needed in order to build that glutathione in your body.
Yeah, it's a mineral. And now there's so many people on the planet, overpopulation, we have a widespread selenium deficiency. And it's one of the reasons we're seeing so many new viruses and also seeing old viruses re-emerge and become more virulent. It's because people are low in selenium. And a regular blood test will not tell you if you're low in selenium. It's not accurate.
Yes.
Because most of the selenium is stored in the nucleus of your cells. So you have to do special tests. And some people think, selenium, that's a toxic mineral. It's not toxic unless you take mega doses. And, my nearly 50 years of practicing medicine, I've used selenium a lot. I've never seen anybody toxic. But you don't need more than 150 to 200 micrograms a day.
Absolutely. Deficiency is the epidemic. It's rarely toxicity. Most people are chronically nutrient deficient.
Yeah,
we have enough food for most people, but it's nutrient depleted food.
That's right. Yeah, in the supermarket, a lot of the processed food doesn't have any mineral content. And mineral deficiencies will weaken your immune system like you won't believe, particularly if you're deficient in selenium or zinc, but selenium is specifically antiviral, then the virus can perpetuate and it can multiply in your body. And like Margaret said, any virus, it could be the herpes virus, it could be the AIDS virus, it could be the glandular fever virus, it could be the COVID virus, it could be the monkeypox virus, there's so many of them. So if you're selenium deficient, your body will struggle. Even the wart virus, some people can never get rid of warts, they keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They're selenium deficient. So it's good for curing warts. So I'd be saying to somebody with long COVID, and particularly if they've got lung consolidation, shortness of breath, I'd say NAC, I'd take selenium, I'd probably take vitamin A because that helps the mucous membranes in your bronchial tubes and your gut. And I'd say go and get a blood test to check your adrenal glands because sometimes the long COVID can weaken the adrenals. And that may need to be addressed too. And remember, what's really good for your adrenals is vitamin C.
Yes.
Fantastic, because the adrenal cortex, which makes the cortisol, is very highly dependent on vitamin C. Otherwise, it can get damaged easily from viruses and free radicals. And then the other thing is if you are short of breath and you're really unfit, but you think, I haven't got the energy to run around the block or, you know, do a workout or something, check out all of the breathing and coughing exercises on the internet. There's some really good training devices for breathing properly that will teach you how to breathe and get the air into your lungs and strengthen your diaphragm and the muscles between your ribs, the intercostal muscles. And then when you get lung fit, you've got all these lung muscles getting the air into your lungs, the oxygen gets in, and that really helps to overcome this lack of aeration, which is causing the consolidation in your lungs. And you can go and see a physiotherapist. They can give you postural drainage. They can teach you breathing and coughing exercises. But you know, some of the gadgets on the internet are great. You know, they got flutes. They got these little balls that you blow up and down in a tube. And, you know, you really see your lung fitness improve.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm a believer in that you can get over these post-viral syndromes, whether you call it long COVID. But it's like chronic fatigue. A lot of that is post-viral syndrome.
Exactly. It's often the trigger, yes.
Yeah, post-infective syndrome. So you just need those things, the NAC, the selenium, the vitamin A. Bump up your vitamin C for sure. Try and have more citrus. And if you want a natural antibiotic, the BactoClear is quite good as well. And that can also help your gut bacteria. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to our session on long COVID, what you need to know. And we love to hear from you. If you have any questions, email us from sandracabot.com or liverdoctor.com. And thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody.